In picture number 15 here, we see that Abraham meets the King of Peace. The people of a city called Sodom were very, very bad people. And there came a war between they and their enemies. And in this war, Lot, the nephew of Abraham and his family, were cast by the people in this war as prisoners. And they carried them far away. When the news reached Abraham and his men, they decided to go and free Lot and his family. So when they went there, they were able to beat the people and brought Lot and his family back home. When they were coming from the place they went to free Lot and his family, they see one king they call Melchizedek. He was the king of a place they call Salem. This Salem means peace. This king Melchizedek brought some bread and wine to Abraham and said to him, "Abraham, you are blessed by the God who is over everything, who is over everybody. He is the one that made you to even beat your enemies." And Abraham gave some good things to the king of peace. The king of Sodom was a bad man, so Abraham didn't want anything from this king. And this man, they call Lot, which is the nephew of Abraham, was too foolish. He went back to Sodom to live again.
You and myself going to look at picture number 16 that talk about how Abraham checked the small moon that in the air. Abraham and God became good friends, but Abraham was not happy because he, Abraham, did not born any children. So one day, God carried Abraham outside, and God said to Abraham, "Abraham, look up and check the small moon that in the air, if you can check them." So God tell Abraham that you will have plenty children that will come behind you the same way you see the small moon in the air. So Abraham agreed with God, why God told him, and God was satisfied with Abraham. So God told Abraham again one day that he, Abraham, and all the children that will come behind him will be having all the land of Canaan. You and myself going to look at picture number 17 that talk about baby Ishmael. So, plenty years passed by, and Abraham's wife, Sarah, did not born any children for Abraham. So, Sarah tell Abraham to go and sleep with the girl that was living with them in the house. So Sarah tell Abraham, "If you go and sleep with the girl that is working with us, she will be able to born children for us." So the girl called Hagar got better for Abraham. And this better business make Abraham big woman called Sarah vexed, and she did not want to see this girl in the house anymore. So Hagar run away. So God sent an angel to Hagar to talk to Hagar not to worry, because she, Hagar, going to born a fine boy child called Ishmael. So God tell Hagar that his son Ishmael will be having plenty of children in this world, and his children will become the Arab people. So God tell Abraham that your big woman called Sarah will have a boy child, and in the boy child, I will keep my promise with him. You and myself are going to look at picture number 18 that talk about how Sarah laughed. One day, when Abraham was 99 years old and Sarah was 90 years old, three men from God brought a special message to them. Abraham wept, Sarah cooked some fine food, and Abraham carried the food to the men that were underneath the big tree. So one of the men from God talked a good word to Abraham that 9 months from now, your wife Sarah will have a son. So Sarah was inside the hut and was hearing what the man was telling Abraham, and she could not believe it. So she started laughing to herself. So God said to Abraham, why is your wife Sarah laughing? Is it anything hard that God cannot do? After the 9 months, Abraham wept. Sarah born a boy child that God told them that they could born. They called this boy name Asi, which means person who can laugh too much.
In picture number 19 here, we see that Abraham prayed for the city called Sodom. God faced it in a heart to spoil this city because the people that were living there were too barbar. He told Abraham what he was having in his heart. Abraham remembered Lot, his nephew, that he was living in the city. So he asked God whether God was going to kill the Gugu people along with the Baba people. Abraham asked God not to spoil this city they call Sodom. So he asked God if at least 50 men be in this city that are good, will he not spoil it? Then he think again, he said, okay, how about 45? Then he said, well, I hope God will not get fed with me. Let me ask again, how about 30? From there, he came down to 10. So God told him, said, well, if I find at least 10 good men in this city, I will not spoil it. So God sent two messengers to Sodom to go and see the Gugu people from the Baba people. But when the two messengers went to the city of Sodom, they only found one person good there. And this one person was Abraham's nephew, they called Lot. And the messengers told Lot to get his people, his two daughters, from this city, because God was going to send fire from heaven to spoil this city. So this was advice from the two messengers to Lot. And when Lot took his family from that city, God sent fire to that city and burned the place altogether. Only Lot and his two daughters came out of that city good. But the other people, the fire burned all of them and they died. In picture number 20 here, Abraham's sacrifice. When Abraham's son Isaac grew up to be a young man, God tried Abraham. He said to him, take this your only son, Isaac, and give it to me as a sacrifice. Abraham was a man that was having trust in God. So whatsoever God told him to do, that's just what he was doing. He was even having it in his heart. He knew very well that if even he killed his son Isaac, God was going to bring him back to life. So when Abraham was just about to kill his son Isaac, God talked to him. He said, Abraham, don't kill the boy. So God told him, say, I know that you really fear God, because whenever God tell you something to do, you always try your best to do it. Then Abraham saw a sheep. This sheep had a horn hitched between the sticks in the bush. When Abraham saw it, he went for it. So he didn't kill his son again, because God told him not to do it. So he took the sheep and killed it as a sacrifice to God. In picture number 21 here, we're going to know about old Abraham and his working men. When Abraham was too old, he called his working men and told him, go back to my country and find a woman for my son Isaac. Abraham said this because he did not want his son Isaac to leave the land of Canaan, that is the place they were living, or to even get a woman from that land where they were living to be his wife. So the working men of Abraham agreed and swore that he was going to do what Abraham told him to do. So God helped him and gave him the right road that he was on. That is, he reached all the way to the family of Abraham. There, the working men for Abraham found one fine woman for Isaac. This woman's name was Rebecca. When he got this woman, Rebecca, he carried her back to Abraham to the land of Canaan. There, the woman and the son of Abraham, which is Isaac, married. And when they married, they born a son by the name of Jacob. This Jacob name here, God changed to Israel. And Jacob became the father of the great country they call Israel. The people of this country still live in the land which was Canaan. From the family of Abraham came the one who brings blessing to the whole world, which is Jesus Christ.
You and myself are going to look at picture number 22 that talk about how Jesus is born. The word of God is true. This means that God cannot lie. God told Adam, the first man that he made, that one day he will send someone to win Satan. And God tell Noah that he will spoil or kill the people who are doing some bad things. God showed Job that he want what is good for you and myself. And he showed Abraham that he will always do what he says he will do. The baby you and myself see in this picture is called Jesus. The coming of Jesus showed that when God says he will do something, he will do it.
Jesus was born in the country of Israel, and his mother was a young girl called Mary. She did not know anything about men. She did not even say sleep with men. And she came from the family of Abraham and Isaac. God is Jesus' father. Jesus is the one who brings blessings to you and myself and the whole world. For he came to win Satan and bring you and myself back to his father, God. You and myself are going to look at picture 23 that show how Jesus died. Jesus grew small until he reached to man, and he teach people the way God wanted them to be. Jesus do plenty wonderful things that show that he and God are one. The bad men did not want to hear Jesus, so they carry him and kill him by nailing him on the cross. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, one of the soldiers drew him on the side with a long iron called spear. The soldier found out that Jesus died for truth. My brother and my sister, if you can remember from the beginning, God told Adam not to eat from one tree in the Garden of Eden. If he eat from that tree, he will surely die. But Adam did not hear God's advice, so they make him to go far away from God. You and myself are like Adam, because we did not hear God's advice. Because you and myself are sinners like Adam, it is right that when we die, our spirit will be far away from God forever. Jesus died for you and myself. If we believe in him, we will not go far away from him forever. You and myself are going to look at picture 24 that talk about a good news that Jesus is alive. The people put Jesus' dead body inside the grave. After 2 days, they want to make it 3 days. Jesus moved from inside the grave. One day, Jesus showed himself to his disciples, then who he and them used to go from place to place. But among these disciples then, only one called Thomas was not there when Jesus showed himself to a friend. So they tell Thomas, "We are seeing Jesus. Jesus now come by from the grave again." But Thomas did not believe it. After 1 week, Jesus showed himself to his friend then. And that day, Thomas was among them. Jesus showed the nail mark that he drew in his hand to Thomas, and the mark of the long iron that he drew on his side. Jesus told to Thomas that you too have to believe. You only believe today because you see me. God will bless those people who hear about me and believe without seeing me. My brother and my sister, we should not be the Thomas who had to believe, but we should be the Abraham who believe in God and do what God tells him to do. If you and myself put our whole heart to God and do what he say, our spirit will be with Jesus forever, even when our body die. My brother and sister, whether you are young or old, this is a word of God. You and myself have to live by it and follow Jesus and do his work.
My brothers, I hear the story you've been telling me about all the cuckoo people that used to work for God, that were willing, that wanted to please God and make him satisfied. But tell me, I really like how they used to act. What can I do right now to be like those people and please God and really satisfy him?
My brother, the only way you can really be like those men that were in the story that we give is you got to give your whole heart to God. The story that we gave you, if you listen to it, this story will really help you how to satisfy God. My brother, if you can remember the thing Noah did, he heard God's word, he believed it, and he did what God wanted him to do. That is, he built a big boat. And you can remember Abraham. He heard God's word, and he did the things that God wanted him to do. Look, God told him to even leave his father's house, leave the place they were living, the land they were living on. God told him to leave that place and go to a different place. He left his father's house and went out. You must know that kind of hard thing there. Someone, God just tell you, leave your father's house, you leave the place. And look again, God told him to even kill his son for his business. God told him, say, bring your son and give it to me as sacrifice. And he planned it. He said, okay, since God tell me this, I will do it. He went and tied his son to kill him for God's business. But God talked to him not to do it at last. So if you do all these things that they kind of hard time that they may were meeting up with, if you meet up with them and pour your heart inside for God's business, this will satisfy God.
If you and myself can remember about Job, the time the devil tried him, he never gave up. He did not even say refuse God. He was still beyond God. God low inside Job's heart. It's the same way God low inside you and myself, our heart today.
Okay, my brother, then I hear what all you say. But you tell me, what really I can do for me to work for God so that my heart can be good and work for him?
My brother, the first thing you're supposed to do is to love God with your whole heart and put your trust in him. If you and myself think about the first man that God fixed, called Adam. God fixed that man so he can like him and be by him. Adam do bad thing so he can't come near by God again. Because you and myself get a bad way in us, this is what made we can't come near by God. Because along hear the devil, this is the same way you and myself hear the devil, and today we cannot go near God again.
So what you and myself can do about that kind of thing?
The only thing you're supposed to know is God loves us. So he wants us to come near him. So God sent his son Jesus Christ to come and die for us so that all the bad things that between we and God, so that everything can move from there. So we must believe that Jesus Christ died to come and take all the bad pay that we were supposed to take for our bad way we get. Nothing we can do on either that way take those bad things from behind us. The only thing we're supposed to do now is we're supposed to believe in Jesus Christ that he the one take all the bad things from behind us. So this is the only way that you and myself can come near by God. If we look in the Bible, we will see that Jesus taught something. You can check to this place and look in a book they call John, chapter 14, verse 6. That the place Jesus taught say, he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. No one can pass any other place to go to God. The only way you can go to God is when you believe in that man, Jesus Christ.
How then I can know that they think that we are true?
Jesus himself said in a book they call John chapter 5 verse 24 that for sure I tell you, anyone who hears my word and put his trust in him who sent me has life that lasts forever, and he will never be wrong. He has already passed from death into life.
If you and myself look in the Bible, to the book they call Romans chapter 10 verse 9. It tells you and myself that if you talk it with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe it in your heart that God brought him back from the grave to live again, then you will be free from the bad pay you should get for the bad thing you've been doing.
So my brother, I hear all that you say, and I like it. But you want to tell me that if I be going to church, I will be saved?
My brother, going to church is good. But I will tell you, see, the only way you can be saved is to put your trust in Jesus. You got to believe in him. That the only way you will be saved. If we believe this, then God will give us new life. Then we will become a new person. All the Bible thing we used to do, then we put everything behind us. We got nothing to do with them again. Then it means we're in new life now.
Oh, my brother, the thing you're telling me about God's business, it's very hard to do.
Even though it is very hard, but God gave us a spirit that lives in us that will make us not to look back to the bad thing that we've been doing. The Holy Spirit is the one that gave us the power to do good thing that will satisfy God.
Yeah, my brother, I hear what you say. But what are some of the good things that we can do to show that we really have this new life?
My brother, there are plenty of things that you and myself are supposed to do. But right now, we can't sit down here and need everything. The only thing we're supposed to do is to read our Bible, because the Bible will tell us what God wants us to do. And we can go to church to know more about God.
So you want to tell me if I'm a believer of Jesus Christ, I have to go to church?
Oh, my friend, let me tell you, to go to church, let us look at this story here. You want to make a fire. You just go and take one wood and lay it down and put fire on it. You think that fire will catch good? It will not catch good. So the only way you can get good fire is you must pack plenty of wood together, then you will be able to get good fire from out of the wood. So it's the same way with the church business. If you can go to church and meet up with your friends then in our church, you will be able to talk about God. And when you're talking about God, every time you will see that you will grow in the new life we're talking about.
So my brother, I learned all that you tell me today. Thank you people, plenty. All the things you tell me, I like it. It helped me too much, so thank you.
So, my brother and my sisters, I beg you, don't waste time or don't say tomorrow or next year I will go to church or I will become a Christian, because we don't know what tomorrow will bring. So let us try and go now.
Create in me a clean heart, oh God. And renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, oh God. And renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.